You're listening to SBS News.
As the sun rose over the New Zealand city of Gisborne on Tuesday morning, dozens of people descended on the beach. They were there to watch the HMAS Endeavour ship make its way to shore, a sight first seen 250 years ago. This time, it's a replica ship, travelling around New Zealand to mark the 250th anniversary of Captain Cook's arrival. It's a day of celebration for some, but a day of mourning and grief for others. Local tribes known as iwi also gathered for karakia, a Maori ceremony, to acknowledge those killed by the crew of the Endeavour. They had refused to give the traditional Maori welcoming ceremony. One participant says it's about acknowledging New Zealand's past, both good and bad.
It's really important, I think, for us to come and just remember the whole story of what happened and acknowledge that. And so really that's what I wanted, to just be part of the karakia and that this morning.
During the first encounter between Captain Cook's crew and the Maori in 1769, a tribal leader was shot, followed by another 8 Maori people. Taharakau Stewart, a spokesperson for the Gisborne iwi, was there to honour them.
They were killed here 250 years ago. So this morning was to, I suppose, to honour those that had passed. Importantly, to honour that, to acknowledge that.
Britain's High Commissioner to New Zealand, Laura Clark, also attended. She made headlines last week when she formally expressed regret over the deaths on behalf of the British government.
On behalf of the four countries of the United Kingdom, on behalf of the people of those four countries, and behalf of the whānau that I have brought with me today, I acknowledge the pain of those first encounters.
During the heartfelt speech, Ms. Clark offered her sympathy, but fell short of an apology.
It is deeply sad that the first encounter happened in the way that it did. And to you, as the descendants of those killed, I offer my every sympathy. For I understand that the pain does not diminish with time.
As the Endeavour came into port, protesters began gathering at the docks.
You're not welcome here!
You're not welcome here! Go home!
They are opposing the commemoration celebrations, arguing that marking the colonisation of Maori land is insensitive. At least one town banned the Endeavour from docking altogether after ongoing complaints from the local Maori community. While holding signs and chanting, the demonstrators say the docking of the replica Endeavour is a symbol of oppression that continues today. One protester explains the history.
Well, since the landing of white men, there's been nothing but distrust, dishonesty, killing, murderous, you name it, we've done it 250 years later and here we still are to this day.
The replica is part of a flotilla, known as Tuia 250, that has been sailing around the country as a commemoration of the first meetings between Maori and Europeans. Mr. Stewart says it's also about unifying New Zealanders and spending time to reflect.
Moving forward is a great start of reconciliation, I think the word is, and it's to come together for a focus, for a purpose.
Australia's 250th anniversary is also coming up, with the federal government reportedly providing funding for a range of activities. The Endeavour replica is due to set sail from Sydney in March 2020 and head south to Hobart before sailing around the whole of mainland Australia. Amelia Dunn, SBS News.